Well, I've got several things to tell people about today. The first one is something that we're really excited about. Bryan Schools have been around for 135 years. So obviously we've produced thousands of successful graduates who go on to achieve excellence in their careers. So to that end, our Education Foundation is leading an effort to recognize outstanding alumni. And it's going to be a new event called the Hall of Honor. This will be an annual event. It'll be a nice dinner and a nice location. We will have the first one this coming August, and we're right now choosing a location and a date and a guest speaker. So as we get those things nailed down, I'll definitely be talking about this again. But I just wanted to make people aware of it so that they can start thinking about who might be worthy of this honor. We're going to take nominations in several categories: arts and humanities, community service, public service, business industry, education, recreation, athletics, or we have a category called special recognition if nothing else fits. And we hope to have six honorees the first time. And since the city and the district are working on this together, because it's going to be a great event for the whole community, we'll have a link on both of our websites for nominations, and that will be up as soon as we get that location and date nailed down.
And then will there be, as the name implies, Hall of Honor, will there be a physical location somewhere that you can walk by and actually see a plaque or something that has the information about these recipients?
I'm sure there will be. We're still in the planning stages. We know that we'll be giving a nice award to the recipients, and yeah, we will have some place where they can be recognized. So what we really want people to do is think of people that have achieved, and, you know, it could be somebody that's a president of a college, or it could be someone who is just a stellar department head for the business they work in. That doesn't matter. We're looking at people who have achieved something in their career.
Someone's life's work doesn't necessarily have to be within the corporate city limits of Bryan or within the Bryan School District either.
Right.
It's a fact that they are educated in Bryan ISD.
Exactly. We know that a lot of our graduates no longer live here, but we hear about them through relatives, family members. So we know we've got some great people out there across the country, even across the world. So we hope that people who still live here and know about them, if all they know is a name, we can start with that. But we want to get lots of nominations in.
I know my alma mater has something like that, and where my daughters graduated from high school, they have a similar thing, and to be able to have the foundation involved and then the additional partnership with the city, really makes it additionally special.
Right. Well, again, the goal is to not only recognize worthy recipients, but just to let people know the quality of people we have who have come through Bryan Schools, and there are a lot of them.
130-something years worth.
That's right, 135.
That would be a great research project in itself to get some of those early folks. That'd be terrific.
Right.
On to the next school year. I bet the calendar is always something fun to deal with.
It is. We start looking at the calendar. Actually, we have a committee that starts late fall. They start looking at some options. A lot of things to consider with the calendar. Of course, the state limits us to when we can actually start school, so we start with that parameter. Our calendar options, we will have three, and we should have those available for the public to look at starting next week. I'm just letting people know that be watching our website. We'll have those three options posted, and there will be a way for people to put their feedback in and let us know what they think about them and choose the one that they like the best.
And then how does the final decision get made?
The board will make the final decision. We will look at all the responses and give all that information to the board, and then they have the responsibility of adopting the calendar.
All right. Another minute or so. I'm always curious about the progress of the superintendent search. We had the consultants in town recently for a series of forums. So where does everything set right now?
Well, I looked at the timeline before I came today, and according to their timeline, this is the consultant's firm, applications will close on February 28th. And we know that we've been hearing that they are taking in a lot of applications. Interviews will begin in March, and then the sole finalist will be named early April. So as far as we know, that thing it's on schedule.
All right. And one more thing.
I do. Real quickly, I want to mention we've got students who are what we call current active transfer students. These are kids who have transferred from one school to the other in our district. We have a deadline coming up, the transfer process, you've got to reapply for that every year. So from February 1st, starting next Tuesday, through April 4th, parents will have a chance to reapply for their student's transfer to whatever school they're attending. High school level program transfers are the only ones that will be granted. If student wants to go to gymnastics, for example, they must go to Rutter. So if they live outside of the Rutter zone, they've got to apply for a transfer there. Elementary school, there's several reasons for transfers. We do not grant transfers automatically, and campus principals will make those decisions after the application process ends in April.
And so if parents have questions, then contact building principals then?
Actually, we've got a phone number that we set up just to take transfer questions because we usually get a lot of them. It's 209-1111.
And they'll be in contact with somebody at central office?
They will. They will call the office that is handling transfer requests now. And people may, if they've been through this process before, they may remember having to go out to our facility on Tabor Road to take care of this. We've moved that into the central office, so that's where they need to come to.
All right, very good. I have to skedaddle. Appreciate all the information
as
usual. I'm Sandy Fares with the Bryan Independent School District on News Talk 1620 WTAW.